naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic.
So welcome, sit back everybody, and relax to withinsightsradio.com. I'm Iggy Garcia. This is Iggy Garcia Live, episode 103. My guest today is Laura Felg. And so here, this is The Naked Shaman. This is the show where we kind of get exposed, we let things out, and we share, and we just kind of share what's on our mind, what's on our heart, what's on our spirit and our soul. But like every show, we start off, we light a candle for our ancestors, giving thanks. So Laura, what we're going to do is we're going to light a candle, we're going to burn some sage, and we're going to just honor our ancestors and give thanks to them. For they kind of trailblazed the path for us, regardless if we liked them or didn't, it didn't matter. They still kind of came before us and did some things.
Yeah, they were here.
That's right. So
that's great.
So if you guys have your candle or your incense or your sage, whatever you want to burn, this candle will burn throughout the whole show. So basically what we're doing here is just lighting this candle, giving thanks to everybody who has come before us. And remember, one day we're going to be the ancestors. You know, we're in that process of teaching and learning. So everything that we say today is going to be recorded throughout history, throughout time. And all this stuff that we leave behind might be found by the next generation. Mm-hmm. If everything disappears, this might be the only video that they find.
God forbid.
Let's give thanks to that. And then we're going to burn some sage, clear the energy, move it a little bit, cleanse us. Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Oh, it smells good.
Yeah, a little.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Feels good. So hopefully you can stick with us for about the next hour or so. We might go a little bit over because Laura and I have known each other for quite some years. And
long time.
We just like to talk sometimes and share stuff. But, you know, today is just turned out to be a beautiful day. It started off a little gloomy and it started off a little bit wet and damp.
It's so nice tonight.
Yeah. So yeah. If those of you who don't know Laura is a longtime friend of myself and the family. And we're also part of an organization called the Nemenha. We work together in different projects and stuff. Laura has been very active in the metaphysical and the holistic community. So I'm going to give Laura the floor a little bit and kind of share who she is. That way you get to know Laura Belg on Iggy Garcia Live.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
So I think Iggy wanted me to kind of convey to everyone who's watching a little bit about me, what I do. I'm what's considered a certified microscopist. So, and Iggy and his family, you know, are very familiar with what I do. I have what's called a dark field microscope, and it's a $20,000 microscope that gives me over 40,000 times the magnification through the microscope than a microscope maybe at LabCorp or Quest would, when they go to read your blood. I see a presence that's 40,000 times greater. So it gives me the leg up or the vantage point, so to speak, when I'm looking at someone's physiology, because I'm seeing root causes of what's actually taking place in someone's body. So, you know, I throw this example out a lot, but, you know, people have, you know, pretty much it's a common thing for people to have high blood pressure. So what happens when someone has high blood pressure, they will go engage with an allopathic physician, let's say, and what do? They give you a pill.
Right.
And that pill chases that number, tries to keep the number down. And so you take a pill for the rest of your life, trying to chase that number, keep the number down. Well, when you engage with microscopy, and when I'm looking at the root causes and the root issues that are going on in your body, then I'm looking at why the blood pressure is high. And why this is happening in the body and where it's coming from. So like in my world, high blood pressure lies in the liver. So do we address the liver? Or do we address the number? And see, my school of thought is that it's much more intelligent to address the liver rather than the number.
Right, because you get into the root of the
Right, because, the issue. You know, it's affecting other things, too. Mm-hmm. If you have high blood pressure, that's not the only issue you have going on. None of us here are walking around in perfect health. That's none right. of us.
Well, I don't know. No, I'm just teasing.
Except for you.
No, yeah. Right, I'm the healthiest person I know.
Right, right. How's that feel?
Yeah,
right.
Can be
so,
taxing.
I mean, we all have issues. And if we don't have, you know, full-blown issues right now, we have certain tendencies that are coming up the pike. Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing about the microscopy, too, is we can say, hey, you know what? This isn't a terrible issue yet. But if we don't catch it now, then it will at some point be. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very, very preventative.
Okay. Very good.
And I'm never happier than when I'm sitting in back of my microscope. I just am never happier because I know that I'm going to find out and I'm going to figure out what's really ailing that person, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I see a lot more of today that I didn't see 10 years ago or 15 years ago, you know, or at the beginning of my career when I started this. Right. So, and I just, at this point, you know, like I've been doing what I do, closing in on 2 decades now with naturopathic medicine, with the microscopy, which came along a few years after I originally got into the business. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, at this point, after everything I've experienced and what I've been through and sitting, you know, and listening to people so much and people everywhere, my clients, 97% of my clients aren't even in Columbus, you know, they're global. So with that being said, I see lots of stuff and I just don't trust anything but the blood. I don't trust anything to guide me or to guide my health anywhere but the blood. And quite frankly, we're at the stage, in the game now, you can't be messing around with allopathic medicine anymore. Yeah. I mean, you have got to do things naturopathically.
So your job's probably gotten really interesting in the last couple of months.
Well, it has in the last couple of months, but really, naturopathic medicine's gotten so much more interesting over the last 8 years. Mm-hmm. Like, I could take somebody, you know, 10 years ago, and they'd have an issue, and I'd have great supplements for them, but over the last 8 years, they've really gotten competitive. These, you know, scientists and physicians who develop them and people in product development, they have gotten real clever and real good.
When you mean clever, you mean in the sense of helping or the sense of just creating things fast and not a pure product.
Using probably better combinations formulating. Okay. You know, we have more information now.
Okay.
You know, and it's like it's so funny because, you know, there just aren't enough studies done, period, in allopathic medicine. There's not enough studies done in veterinarian medicine at all. There's not enough done in allopathic medicine. But the one thing we know for sure is that the constituents that exist on this planet, we've been studying since the beginning of time.
Right.
So we have a lot of evidence. So, and it's so funny where people will be afraid to, you know, eat parsley, but they'll take a blood pressure pill.
Yeah.
You know, or they'll take an antibiotic, but they won't, you know, oh, we can't eat beets. I heard they're bad for you. And that's just, wow, where did that come from?
I love beets.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm a big beet eater too.
Yeah, I'm a beet. I love beets. They're good for you.
Greatest thing for you. Yeah.
So now the times have really shifted into some really interesting times. Let's just put interesting time, because I know viruses and, you know, bacterias and molds and fungi are part of our system. They're in there. But now we're in like this really, some people believe it, some people don't.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'll be honest with you. And I don't know where you stand, and I don't expect you to answer that question.
Oh, I'm going to answer.
Okay.
All right. I got a big answer.
Yeah, so, you know, right now we're in the midst of a lot of misinformation, a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion through our government, through people, in all means, in different ways. So what is your take on everything that you see going on here?
Well, I will tell you, from the time I was a teenager, my second mom always said to me, Laura, knowledge is power. And when you don't have that knowledge, I really realize that those aren't just words anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, knowledge really is power. And I really see people living in fear because of a lack of understanding. Okay. So when we talk about bacterias and viruses and pathogens and all these in cellular health, all these buzzwords that have come up since the virus, I was talking about those things 18 years ago.
Okay.
No one wanted to hear me, but I was talking about it. When I talked about parasites, you know, people would look at me like I had a third eyeball until three of our most highly regarded New York Yankees contracted parasites and almost died.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, maybe Laura has a point, right?
Right.
So, you know, these are things that have, you know, and you know this, and you understand this kind of stuff, Iggy. So it's real easy to talk to you about it, you know. But, You know, those things exist. And I've been saying it for years and years and years, mm-hmm. is that one of the biggest things that's, you know, killing our Americans is bacteria and yeast. Mm-hmm. We have several strains of bacteria and yeast that are prominent in people's systems. And man, if I see that in someone's body and in someone's blood, mm-hmm. you got to focus on.
So when you see it in their blood, you know kind of the path you want to take to help them.
Oh, absolutely. Right, and it's like everybody's got it now.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, to one degree or another.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, not everybody has a huge, severe case, but mm-hmm. everybody has it to one degree or another. And I'm seeing it in different age groups.
Okay.
And really, I mean, from 60 on back, mm-hmm. you know, it's real prominent. And I'll tell you what, it is the slow but sure die-off uh-huh. of your physiology.
Yeah.
That's why you have to address it. And you are going nowhere, buddy, with your health until you do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you love plants. You love mm-hmm. botany. You love plants.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when you see a leaf dying off mm-hmm. from the bacteria, it doesn't happen overnight.
No.
It happens very gradually over time.
Right.
You know, nevertheless, it's still dying off. Well, if your system's dying off, you certainly aren't having the quality of life you could.
Right.
You know, and that's a big issue right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's putting pressure on your intestinal tract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's dirtying up your blood. You know, it is corrupting your kidneys, smashing out the adrenal glands, mm-hmm. eating away at the hormones, going up to your ear, eyes, nose, throat, and brain. It just attacks everything. I'm thoroughly convinced at this point in my career, things that are diagnosed such as like dementia and Alzheimer's, it's because allopathic medicine does not address yeast and bacteria. And when they do, mm-hmm. they don't have anything for it.
So the yeast and bacteria, what does it actually do? I mean, not, I understand, but for our listeners who don't understand, what does the yeast and bacteria actually happen
it eats away at your physiology.
So it eats away your
so body. it can attach itself anywhere. I mean, it can thicken up the blood,
mm-hmm.
You know, go up to the brain, mm-hmm. you know, encourage parasites to go mm-hmm. up to the brain. It can lie in your nasal passages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people wonder why they have cavities. That's bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wonder why you have an ear infection, bacteria. You wonder why your lymphs are swollen, bacteria. You know, I mean, it just goes everywhere and it eats away at the physiology.
Yeah.
We've got to stop this because this is what's really harming people.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, and especially everything's very convenient in this day and age. You know, there was a time where you had to cook at home. There was a time where you had to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time where people didn't have taken on a lot of sugars and a lot of starches and a lot of, you know, sugar's a big problem in our culture right now.
Right. Well, and it's like a lot of people come to me, you know, for weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I just explain to them, I'm not discussing weight loss with you
mm-hmm.
because I know what's going on. And here's the deal. Once you get rid of the toxins in your system,
mm-hmm.
okay, then weight loss becomes a side effect. And a lot of times people have severe yeast and bacterial issues that cause inflammation in the system. So people think that they're fat. They're not fat. They're inflamed. They're swollen.
Yeah. Pretty swollen.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's just a matter of taking care of it. That's it.
Yeah.
So it has to be addressed. If you're not addressing it, you're not going anywhere else with your health because it's going to keep getting you and keep getting you.
You know,
and that's the bottom line. So I don't want anything eating away at the walls of my kidneys. I don't want anything eating away, you know, corrupting my blood or eating away at my hormones, etc. And that's what it does. And so these bacterias, you know, they just go everywhere in your body. Now, as far as viruses,
mm-hmm.
viruses, and I know you want to talk about viruses.
No, you talk about what you want to talk about. Yeah, but we'll get there.
So we have to talk about both.
There.
Well, one of the things that I learned mm-hmm. through this happening with the coronavirus
mm-hmm.
is, that people don't understand the difference between a virus and a bacteria.
This is true. This is the true fact.
And viruses, and I learned that in the beginning, and I was posting different people put things on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and I was just alarmed. I'm like, you don't understand. And the reason why people don't understand is because for the last 30 years, every time someone gets just a little tiny sniffle, their doctors are throwing a Z-Pak at them.
Yes.
Okay. This is no way to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like anything's wrong with you, well, we're just going to throw antibiotics at you. And
right.
so that's one of the reasons for the overgrowth of yeast in people's system is the overuse of antibiotics. And
true.
Every time someone, like, I just remember growing up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm 51 now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember growing up, if you had a cold, let it ride out. Nobody's healing from colds any faster because they ran to the doctor, sat in the waiting room for 2 hours, got in to see him for 5 minutes, and got on some antibiotics.
Right.
Nobody's getting Nobody's getting over the stuff any faster.
This is a true story, folks. This is a true story. Some of you know this. It's for those of you who don't know
right.
that.
I mean, you just got to let it right out, you know? And then on top of that, not do anything to, compromise your health in the meantime. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's like taking one thing so you can stave off a symptom, but then it's going to compromise your health on another level, and you don't want that.
Right.
You know? So in any event, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to discuss bacteria.
Okay.
Bacteria are real serious. I mean, even like the entire world of cardiology changed about 14, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. There was a slew of physicians, you know, at January 1st, all the big health books come out, you know, mm-hmm. first of the year.
Yeah.
And there were a slew of cardiologists that came out with different books. And what they all found... one after another, is that when they got, you know, these cardiologists, when they went in to perform heart surgery, they found one or more of the same 12 common unfriendly bacteria surrounding the heart. So now heart disease was no longer from eating too many salami sandwiches, you know, all the old kind of schools of thought were put to bed. Mm-hmm. And what we understood is it was bacterial. So a lot of people think that they have, you know, heart issues for whatever reason. A lot of times it's bacterial.
So the bacteria basically embeds itself in there. It just makes it, gives itself a nice little condom.
I mean, it just goes everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's really killing us. It's you know, the overuse of antibiotics. It's the standard American diet.
Yeah.
It's, you know, stress. That's the thing. When you have this going on in your system, mm-hmm. and see, I was born with it.
Okay.
So it wasn't until, you know, later in life that I, you know, like 20 some years ago, mm-hmm. that I figured out what was going on with me, you know, and that I had these different symptoms. And so you can just go forever and just be like a gerbil on a wheel trying to figure out what the symptoms are. And it's a little bit different for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, because it depends on what your basic physiology is to begin with, you know?
Sure.
So,
well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, it's like when you figure out, you know, what it is, you know, mm-hmm. it's very alarming. It's like, that's what's causing all this.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, there have been some real top physicians in our country that they've had it. Their wives have had issues with it. Mm-hmm. Parasites. I remember 6 years ago, and the yeast parasite issue, I mean, that's mm-hmm. a great precursor to cancer, folks. Mm. Great precursor.
Yeah.
Okay. So I remember it's like 6 or 7 years ago, mm-hmm. Dr. Oz, for example, his wife had horrendous lower back pain and it went on for like 9 months. And I guess it was really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's got the top help in the country if mm-hmm. something goes wrong with him or his family? Dr.
Right.
Oz.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is that he took his wife around to all these physicians, couldn't get any help, finally took his wife to a naturopath. They figured out that she had parasites.
Oh, wow.
Right. So if you have parasites, you definitely have yeast. That was never mentioned.
This is true, yeah.
But the parasites were, mm-hmm. and the parasites were causing all of her back pain.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, a lot of it, you know, like Western medicine has this idea that just give somebody something. Most doctors, you go to the doctor.
Right.
Half the times they're writing a prescription because the pharmaceutical rep came and said, hey, this is what we're selling today.
Right.
You know, my dad was a pharmaceutical rep. Most people don't know that.
Oh, okay.
So he would tell me stories, you know, in Peru. I mean, it's like half that stuff, you know, he wouldn't even take.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah, right.
But, you know, that's a lot of these doctors don't really know what's going on. But I mean, I can't say about all doctors, but a majority of doctors just write prescriptions.
Here's the thing, and I don't want everybody out there thinking that I think that every doctor is evil. I work for a lot of physicians. I work for stem cell physicians over in Europe. I work for physicians everywhere, in New mm-hmm. York, everywhere. And see, the thing of it is, it's not that I feel like all doctors are evil, but I feel like the pattern here is that we want to get people help. I mean, that's the goal here.
Mm-hmm.
When someone is sick, we want to give them help.
Right.
And so if you're going to help them, and the doctors I work for think outside the box, and they understand that, you know, there's
so you've aligned yourself with some really good, top-notch doctors that are confident in you, and you're confident in their abilities are there.
Well, they care.
Yeah,
they care.
Well, do no harm, right?
Well, and I'll tell you what. Here's a perfect example. Like down in Florida,
mm-hmm.
the average diet doctor, mm-hmm. okay, sees an average of 350 patients a day.
Wow.
Now, how the hell do you see 350 patients a day for anything?
And Ron, how can you even give someone a right, you know, information?
You don't know anything. You're a script writer at that point.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's all you're doing is writing scripts.
Yeah, because
you're not getting in tune.
Everybody's different, right? Every human being has a... It's like going... You take your car to the mechanic shop. Oh, my car don't work. Okay, wait. Mm-hmm. Here, put a muffler on it.
Right.
Oh, but I need brakes. It's okay. Just put a muffler on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, we don't know the history of your car. We don't know the schematics of your vehicle. But we're just going to throw something at it.
Right.
Right. And so I think that... You know, there's a lot of, in my opinion, there are a lot of things that develop someone's personal health and where they're at with their health. You know, everybody's walked kind of a different path in life. Everybody's had different circumstances. You know, you talk to somebody, maybe they had a bad accident as a child. Maybe they've been an abused spouse. I mean, there's all kinds of things that add to your physiology, and it's very real.
Right.
And that's why we're really lucky to have people like Iggy on this planet trying to help people on a spiritual level, because you can't get that in a doctor's office.
Well, I would say the same about you, too. So. What comes around goes around. Cause and effect. Here we are. We're very fortunate to have someone like Laura, who's very dedicated to the work she does. And when she comes here, she's like, you know, she's on me. You know, she's on everything. Like, what are you doing? But that's good. I need that. You know, you need that. Someone to remind you. Yeah, but no.
Well,
thank you, Laura. I appreciate that.
Thank
you for that comment. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you for noticing that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll browbeat you harder next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just, it's because I do give a shit.
Right.
I care.
Sure.
Like, even if I don't like you, I still care. I still want you to be healthy. I really do. Because, you know, just like, you know, and, you know, I know you think the same way, but it's for the betterment of the universe.
Sure, absolutely. It's,
pardon me. It's for the betterment of the world. It's for everybody's betterment. I may not like you, you may not affect me, but you're going to go out there and affect 250 people that fast.
This is true.
You know what I mean? So we want everybody to do well and to be healthy. And really, very honestly, when people are healthy, they're more balanced mentally.
Yeah.
You know, like I try to explain that to people a lot of times. If someone isn't well, they're not behaving well.
I know that.
More times than not. Right. So sometimes when you see people that are miserable, there's no way that they're balanced.
Yeah.
Physiologically.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe not spiritually, but definitely their physiology is
not balanced. But physiology plays a lot, because, you know, your physical temple is just as important as your spiritual temple. And I think in my work, the line of work is, a lot of people want to work on the outer aspect of themselves, thinking that that's going to heal the inner aspect of themselves. But it's not that way. It's a combination of the two. You have to work the body, keep it healthy so it can function properly, so the energy can flow properly through you, through the meridians and through, you know, the lymphatic system, through your heart, your blood, everything, because that's how we work. That's how we function. We're not a separate being.
Right.
We're like a two-part system.
Right.
And if one part's not working properly, well, it doesn't function properly, then it affects the other part.
Right.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I agree with you.
Well, and not only that, but to kind of add to what you're saying, you know, it's like, you know, we hear people talk about energy blocks all the time.
Yeah.
Well, what they think sickness is.
Yeah.
Sickness is the biggest energy block there is.
Yeah.
You know, and when you have people walking around with systemic yeast on their brain, you know, throughout their entire physiology, you can't tell me someone like that's feeling well.
Right.
You can't tell me someone like that's thinking right.
No, absolutely.
No. So.
And, you know, sometimes it's a simple fix,
and
sometimes it's a complicated fix.
Right.
But the majority of the time, I've found it could be a very simple fix. It's just a shift of energy, shift of idea, or shift of doing something different that you weren't doing before.
Well, yeah, and I do cater to people. Like, you know, a big part of my clientele are, you know, famous sports people, or you know, people that are very busy.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's a big part of my clientele. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have to cater to that.
There you go. Go.
And, well, I don't have to. I choose to, you know, and I do, because I feel like it's, you know, everybody has the right to be healthy, whether you're poor, whether you're rich, whether you're busy, whether you're not, no matter what, you deserve the right to be healthy. Right.
Yes.
So that's what my program does, is it caters to everybody as an individual instead of, you know, being, you know, specific. And you know, it kind of, you know, gosh, there's just so much I want to say all the time.
This is your platform tonight.
You know,
so whatever you want to share.
There we go. Yeah, I'm here.
Laura Belg, everybody, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is my friend Laura Belg.
Hello.
So she's here sharing with me her knowledge And and I'm learning from her, and hopefully you're learning something today. Give us a little thumbs up, some hearts. Let us know that you can hear what we're talking about and you're enjoying the show. Because this is With Insights, and everybody has insights within inside themselves.
Yes.
That's why we call the show With Insights.
Thank you for joining.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, So, I want to go back and I want to talk about viruses.
Okay. We go back to viruses.
And viruses versus bacteria. They're really... viruses can be more corruptive, and more abrupt, but they move very fast.
Okay.
They move faster than bacteria. Now... I want everybody to understand that if you do have internalized, which Atkins was the first physician to write about this 51 years ago, he wrote about internalized yeast infections. No one wanted to listen to him because it was like taking candy away from a baby when people were told not to eat carbohydrates for 2 weeks. That's all he said to do it for was 2 weeks. Unless you had a severe metabolic imbalance, then you were to stay with things for longer. Okay. But in any event, he was the first physician to write about internalized yeast infections. And, you know, it's just, it's so corruptive. But what happens with viruses is that viruses will literally tuck themselves into your mesoconnective tissue and your fat cells. So what happens is a lot of times, like I'll read someone's blood today, but then I always do a recheck in 90 days. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Okay. And one of the reasons is because a lot of times, and if I'm not seeing it with my microscope, Quest and LabCorp are definitely not seeing it with theirs. Okay. But what will happen is that once someone starts detoxing and they start pulling stuff out of their system, then all of a sudden these viruses sometimes will come out and I will see viral bars in the blood.
Okay.
And you know, it's so funny because people get caught up into what type of parasite do I have? What type of virus? What type of it doesn't matter. Get it out.
Yeah.
I am so much more like my father the older I get. I am so no nonsense, you know? And
get
I'm just like, get it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It all leaves the same way. So why do we have to like you know,
Why are people fixated on that? Why are people fixated on that?
They think that they're being more intelligent.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, the smart ones are the ones that are walking out around without that stuff in their system.
Yeah, yeah.
Not someone walking around with it in their system trying to diagnose themselves so they can control it, you know? And that's a very controlling thing. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't, it all leaves the same way. It's, period.
So let me ask you a question. I mean, when you're working on, in our body we have bacteria. And we have viruses that are naturally there some through just because of our contact with everything we touch. They're a good bacteria, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So how do we separate the good from the bad? And I mean, when we're doing these different types of modalities that you're putting together, these types of, you know, things for people.
Right.
So does it not discriminate, or is it just healthy? The good, the bad virus says, oh, I don't like that. I don't like that parsley.
Yeah. You know? Right. Okay. Well, when I'm looking through the microscope, it's not the good bacteria that's destructive.
Okay. Very good.
So then I can see the destruction in someone's physiology.
So you will amp something up that will push that out. Because the good stuff likes it.
Right. And so the good doesn't respond to things like the bad does, right?
Because the bad is like, hey, no one will lie there.
Right. And buddy, when you start waking that stuff up, it tells you.
Yeah.
So, you know, like when the pandemic came about, it didn't change any element of my life for me. I cook at home. I don't need outside stimulation to be happy. You know, anything external. I believe in making most of my foods at home. I mean, I eat out on occasion, but it's on occasion. It's not all the time, right? I was talking about all this stuff for so many years before it became around, you know, before it became about. And so it wasn't really any kind of different lingo for me.
It's because this is what you do.
Yeah.
This is what you encounter.
I would have looked for that anyway.
Right.
I would have looked for that virus, that bacteria, that pathogen, that parasite. I'm going to look for that stuff anyway.
There it is.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I know. I know. And I'm very happy when I do because, you know, it's so sad because sickness, what it does is it robs people of their life.
Yes.
You know, this and that's true. That's what it does. It robs people. So... It's just so sad. I mean, I really think at this point I've just about heard it all, you know?
Yeah, I could imagine.
And it's sad, you know? It really is. People can't function as human beings as well. They can't be as good of a mom or as good of a worker or be as self-satisfied.
Sure, I got you.
You know, when mm-hmm. they're being robbed, you know, mm-hmm. of their livelihood, you know, and I mean every day, you know, and the definitely the trajectory that I put people on, is that you, your health goes on an incline.
Okay.
You know, that's where we got to be constantly, where your health is on a trajectory mm-hmm. of an incline. Mm-hmm. Because I think, you know, that the general thought process with your health is that, well, the older I get, the more my health's going to go on a decline. And see, I get paid for my case studies from a lot of different companies because I've been doing what I do for so long.
But I can see the thinking, though. I can see why people think that, because it's because everybody who came before them thought the same thing.
Yes.
A lot of people don't. You know, health is one of those things that it's always been around, but it's very prevalent in our society now. You're either going to be healthy or not healthy.
Well, you know what it is?
You know, and then you're going to watch TV or you're going to work out.
Yeah, but the thing of it is that nobody's like talking about it being any different. And when people are scared and they don't know what the heck's wrong with them, okay, like AKA, they've got yeast, parasites, viruses, bacteria, pathogens. You don't know what's wrong with you. What are you going to say? It's too overwhelming to some people in their head. Like it's not, am I going to do this or am I going to do this? People are just trying to survive.
Because it's not a glamorous thing. It's not a glamorous sickness. You know what I'm saying?
It's scary to people
who don't
know. It's scary,
and you know, and for some people to go, hey, you know, I don't know what's wrong. When you don't know what's wrong, and the doctor can't tell you what's wrong, then that's what's even more scarier.
Yeah.
But then, you know, and you probably, what I'm probably going to say, you probably may agree or disagree with me, but sometimes we're either the first line of defense or the last line of defense, where people come to us because they don't know what's going on.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, and it used to be that way much more. Yeah. Now, you know, like there's been such an evolution, mm-hmm. especially over the last 5 years, where I'm not the last person anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm the first person. And I've noticed that a lot more over the last 5 years or so. But I spent, you know, like I can remember when I first, you know, became mm-hmm. a microscopist and when mm-hmm. I first got into naturopathics, and I can remember my family kind of making fun of me. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good time. You know, let's go get our blood done, you know.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, but they were not very supportive of me. I didn't have anybody supporting me, because how can you support something you never heard of?
Well, that's usually how it works, isn't it?
You know, right.
You're usually like...
I mean, it wasn't
so you're gonna
even,
be a shaman, really?
Yeah.
Okay. How's that pay you? How's that much pay? No, I get it.
Yeah, I know. And it may not have been the popular thing, but I'll tell you what, especially since this virus, I thank God every day that I engaged with my profession when I did, because my life would have been a lot easier if I'd have just kept on the train that I was. Yeah. But I knew that's not what God wanted me to do.
Okay.
Yeah. And my paychecks used to be way bigger.
Yeah. Sure.
But this is what God wanted me to do. And especially lately, I'm so thankful.
Yeah.
So thankful. You know, it's sad when I see so many people that are just living in this fear-based reality, so mm-hmm. to speak, that they're carrying and living with that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, it's really tough, because, you know, no one cared about having an immunity until the coronavirus. Then all of a sudden, oh, we have to have an immunity. Let me work on that this week.
Yeah.
You know, let me get that on the checklist. You got to have an immunity to get over everything. Yeah. I don't care what it is, the common cold, mm-hmm. you know, your toe hurting. You've got to have an immunity to get over anything.
No, we need herd immunity.
Yeah.
That's like everybody throwing around all these words.
Uh-huh.
You know, like every spring, I haven't done it yet, but every spring comes around, I open up the rock underneath the ground, and I'll eat a couple earthworms.
Oh, okay.
For my flora.
Yeah.
Because that's just what we were taught to do.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody else is grossed out by it, but I'm like...
Uh-huh. Including myself right now.
But, you know, we do this, but you got to know where you're getting the worms from.
Well, there's a lot of minerals underneath that rock, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So you take the earthworm that's been eating those minerals. But the interesting thing is that earthworms, what happens when you cut them in half?
They just keep going.
They regrow, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're stem cells.
Right.
Right there. That's stem cells.
Yep. They just keep growing again.
Right. So that's really good.
They're hermaphrodites. They just rebreed. They can breed them.
So you're part hermaphrodite now?
I'm a hermaphrodite. Laura.
That's so trendy.
Well, herd immunity. but I know right now we're kind of, we're moving to some really weird places. in our society just because of what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I don't know, it's unsettling for me because I'm one of those people who likes to hear both sides. I like to hear that side and this side and then kind of make my decision in the middle or maybe go one way or the other regardless. But I will never like totally debunk somebody or hurt somebody because I don't agree with them. Because
that's how deep the fear is.
But that's where the fear is. The fear is that it's like this.
Right.
You're with me or against me. It's kind of like you're with us or you're not with us. Oh, right. Iggy, you're blind or stupid because you said that. You know, it's deeper than that.
Well,
you can't just pop up a video and you have the answers, you know?
And it's like I see all these posts about, you know, how enormous the COVID-19 is.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, ever since the beginning of this, just about, and I make no mistake about it, I have clients in almost every city in this country who are nurses. And ever since the beginning, I asked no questions about how's your job or anything because if they want to tell me something, they will.
Right.
But every single one up in Boston, New Hampshire, Texas, San Francisco, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they've all told me their hours got cut back.
Mm.
And we know that. Mm-hmm. We know that CNN about a month ago got blown in for showing pictures of the hospitals in Italy and saying it was New York. Mm-hmm. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's certain things that we just know here.
But let me ask you a question. Yeah. You know, just to kind of play devil's advocate because that's what I do.
Okay. Yes.
Is it possible?
Any chance you can. Right?
Is it possible that maybe the hospitals aren't busy because we're listening because we're staying home? Is it possible?
Because if it was, but there's still plenty of people out there functioning and working and doing everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I haven't noticed, I noticed a little bit of difference with the traffic. It hasn't really been that big of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
The thing of it is that, they are also, hospitals and doctors are getting paid to say it's COVID-19 even when it's not.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's a problem right there too.
Yeah.
And not only that, but a lot of physicians and I mean, they're, God bless them. There are a lot of physicians now that are coming forward and making videos on YouTube and saying, hey, this is what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not, trying to sway. They're just reporting what they're seeing.
So who are these people who are in the hospital? What are they dying at? What's going on? Is it COVID?
Well, I know.
Is it
like one
is
of
it
my
clients? What is it? I mean, that's what I can't figure out.
No, what it is that they're dying from whatever it is they went in there for.
Okay.
Or another issue. Mm-hmm. And then if they do get, but it would just be like, okay.
So they call it like a pneumonia or something?
Well, yeah. Let's say I went to the hospital for a heart attack and then I caught the flu.
Ah, okay.
I could die.
No, yeah.
You know, but what are we supposed to do? Shut down the universe every time it's flu season? I mean, of course the COVID-19 can be dangerous. It can be dangerous to someone who doesn't have an immunity. Someone who, already has, really compromised health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Then of course,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just logical. But it's like, to see people that are like so scared because, they have a virus. Why weren't they scared when they had the flu?
And, a lot of people die of the flu.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
right.
So not to discount or debunk anything. It's just a very strange time right now for a lot of people.
It's
a very strange time for me. Maybe not so much for you because this is what you do. You're naturally, you do it and it's part of your life.
Yeah.
But I get to see a lot, a lot of different aspects of people in the work I do. And not everybody believes what they see and a lot of people believe what they see.
Uh-huh.
So I have like these two camps and there's very few in the middle.
Right.
There's very few in the middle who go, it's probably the majority. Uh-huh. What I'm finding now is that there ain't no virus. And then there is a virus.
There is a virus. There is a virus.
But
we know.
This is what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, I'm getting, that's the kind of responses that I'm receiving.
Uh-huh.
There are people like, oh, they just want to take away our rights and blah, 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 and this and that. You've seen it. I'm not telling you anything new that you don't know.
Well, but I think that reasonably, if there is a virus that can be contagious, that and I I quite frankly think the flu is just about as contagious as the coronavirus. You know, back in February, mm-hmm. I think it was the second week in February, there were 50,000 people that were reported with the flu, mm-hmm. okay, that had the flu. And the mm-hmm. CDC was not highlighting those numbers, okay?
Because it wasn't important, right?
Right. But what I really don't... Look, this is the kind of stuff that really gets under my skin. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to wear a mask, and I'm going to get all into the fact that there's, you know, the coronavirus, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to protect myself and use 50,000 gallons of pure alcohol on my hands a day. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down at 2:00 every day, and I'm going to have wine with DeWine. Drinking lowers the immunity.
Yes, it does.
So that's the same people that are scared to death that they're going to die mm-hmm. because of a virus, and they're all hyped up about it, are drinking every day at 2-3 o'clock when Mike DeWine comes on.
Yeah.
You know, and I get you. People, please stop using the Purell. I literally feel drunk after someone pulls a bottle of that out. It makes me sick.
Yeah.
I literally feel drunk. I can smell the alcohol so mm-hmm. hard. Alcohol goes in your bloodstream. Alcohol will cause cancer. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why all of us naturopathic nuts use beauty products mm-hmm. that don't contain alcohol, because it causes cancer. Anything you put on your skin transdermally goes straight in your bloodstream.
Yep.
So you think you're doing yourself a favor. Do you think that alcohol and that Purell is the only thing that kills bacteria, viruses, germs? You know, try a few essential oils on for size. You can mix them in with some nice coconut oil, and then your hands don't get dried out. You know,
don't get her started.
I mean, I have been out every single day mm-hmm. since, because I have things to do that are legitimate to run my business. Mm-hmm. I have to go to Office Max. I have to go to UPS, and I have to run a business. I own a company. Okay. So I've been out almost, not every single day, but almost every single day for legitimate things like that since the beginning of this. Mm-hmm. And I feel great.
You look great.
And I'm not wearing masks and stuff like that.
So, you know? Masks.
But I don't worry about it because I know where my health is.
Sure. Well, this is true.
My clients were covered. I have things that take care of viruses, pathogens, bacteria, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when this all happened, my clients weren't a bit worried. I have, you know, clients where some of their kids, were diagnosed with the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we knocked it out in 5 days. Not a big deal. But we didn't make a big hoo-ha out of it and play the victim and, oh my God, I've got the coronavirus. No, you just took something for it, got some rest, got over it, went on with your life.
And it affects everybody differently. Well, I mean, that's pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you start to do the numbers, you start doing some research, you'll start to understand that some people get affected quite differently. It's not a one-fit model
for
everybody.
Because everyone's physiology is different.
Exactly.
You know, but what makes me sad is watching people panic.
Yeah.
That's the part that I don't like, is the panic, you know, and the overcautiousness. You know, well, you needed to be thinking about your health long time before this stuff happened.
Well, the thing is, what I'm learning, too, is they're trying to flatten this curve, supposedly, this curve that exists, this curve that they talk about, the flattening the curve. And at some point, we're going to have to go back to some form of normalcy,
mm-hmm.
you know, going back to work, opening up your business. We're going to have to do it, regardless of when that happens, flatten or not flatten, it's got to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no good time. I don't care what, in my heart, there's no good time to open. I mean, it could be tomorrow, it could be next year. It doesn't matter. There's no good time.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen is, in my personal opinion, and a lot of people kind of beat me up on this a little bit, well, it's about our health and not money. Well, you know, some things work hand in hand, you know?
Well, I don't like the idea, though, that people are going, you know, broke because they're out of work.
Well, you know,
that's sad.
You can't buy, because right now we can't really grow anything because it's just in the beginning of our season.
Sure.
And you need money to go buy medicines. You need money to go, unless you're going to borrow it from somebody. Money has its monetary value. It has its place, its energetic place.
Yeah, it gets you from your point A to point B. Right.
So, you know, it's not that I think people are, like, trying to, you know, because they don't want their health. No, people really care about their health, because you can't take care of yourself in a good way unless you have something flowing in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you're out of food, you're out of food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you don't have anything to eat, that dog looks pretty good.
Right, but you know what? Here's the, yeah, well, speak for yourself.
I'm
okay, right.
That was a joke. Hopefully you got it. If you did, I'm sorry.
But you know, here's the thing, is that for years we've been discussing, you know, how our foods in our grocery stores aren't very good quality. You know, we've been discussing a lot of things for a lot of years. So hopefully what people will get out of this pandemic is that maybe I should get my act together with my health a little bit more. Yeah. You know, maybe I should, you know, think about my immunity. Maybe I should think about what I'm, you know, doing with my health. Maybe I should think about, you know, putting down that coffee and going for a walk or whatever kind of measure someone feels like they can visibly take. But it's like, it took this to get people interested.
Yeah. You know? And when you think about it, guys, when you go to the store, they say, hey, buy this. We want you to buy that package because, you know, or maybe this one. This one's 10 cents less. But you know what? Regardless of what you're doing, you're already being conditioned to buy the things they want you to buy. So you have to really know what you're buying. You got to really know what you're putting in your body because, you know, you're already walking to a store that has already had predetermined what you're going to eat, not what you think you should eat to stay healthy. They have already predetermined what you're going to eat. Now the question is, what are you going to choose to eat? What are you going to choose to buy? Are you going to buy the organic apple? Are you going to buy this apple that who knows where it grew? But, you know, they give you these choices. You know, a few cents may make a difference.
Well, it goes back to the same thing. When's the last time you saw a commercial for an avocado?
Well, I did see one.
Well, okay, maybe one.
I know what you're saying.
But you know what I mean? Like, when's the last time you saw a commercial for lettuce? Or, like, things that are good for us.
I haven't seen
parsley.
I mean, commercial for lettuce. I have not seen commercial for Swiss chard. No, I have not seen anything like that.
Yeah, or a beet. Or, you know, I mean, a lot of stuff that's real good.
Most of the TV, when you're trying to, the most things you see, McDonald's, French fries, you know, you'll see.
Pizza, Subway,
Coca-Cola, Pepsi.
Right, it's hard for me to think because I don't watch TV, so I'm like.
And then all those pills that they want you to take that says that will make you poop your pants.
Oh, I know, no.
This will help your headache, but you're going to poop all day.
Right. No pants pooping. Right. So, no, but it's worse than pooping your pants. It's, you know, you could die. You could, you know, end up like a vegetable. It's going to cause all these 80 million side effects. And the thing that kills me is people are like, oh, I gotta call my doctor tomorrow, see if he's got that.
No.
You know what I mean?
As soon as they say that part, I'm like, nah, don't forget it. That's crazy.
Oh, because you know why? Because they're not going to be the one that gets a side effect, right? Right. And the worst case scenario is not death. You know, the worst case scenario is that your life is compromised. Yeah. You know,
I don't have
no quality of life.
Well, think about it. They have to disclose that. They have to disclose that can happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In the trials.
And they don't want class action lawsuits.
And they don't
want
to get sued.
Right.
You know, they don't really care. They just
want to
sell.
That's another reason why they close so many things down, too, because nobody wants to get sued. Let's face it.
You know,
if people could start, you know, and I said that from the beginning. The reason why they're closing everything is because nobody wants to get sued. And
that's a good point. Never thought about
that. I mean, you know, my aunt went to a concert and cracked a coronavirus from God knows who, and she died. You start talking about people dying because they visited your place, you're getting your ass handed to you.
That's a very valid point. I never really went there, and now that you mentioned that makes a whole lot of sense, especially if you're a big corporation,
right?
You know, who has a lot of money, who people, you know, back they go, oh wow, this is a good way to get some money.
And I think that, you know, our government legitimately is now working, you know, our higher government, I know Trump is legitimately working on getting some realistic numbers, which I think has been really difficult to obtain.
Absolutely.
And I think part of that is the testing is so faulty, you know, and there are certain states of this union. I tell you what, I wouldn't care if I had an arm hanging off. I would not go in the hospitals there. Oh, my Lord. You know, because it's those kind of people that end up coming to see me and then I hear their hardship story.
Yeah.
You know, it's not because I'm trying to be ignorant, but like after you've heard thousands amongst thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands every year of hardship stories about, I went to this doctor, I went to this hospital, I got this surgery, I did da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
You know, it's affected me.
Well, you know, she even talked about Dr. Oz. He actually had to go to several doctors.
Dr. Oz?
Yeah.
Like I mentioned earlier on in the conversation, three of our most highly regarded New York Yankees contracted parasites.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Giambi was one of them. All you got to do is Google New York Yankees parasites. Comes right up.
Interesting. Yep. Now, I know that you have a lot of friends in the community, kind of like I do.
Oh,
we know a lot of people. You actually have a video that you've been sharing with people. A friend of yours who made a video.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so one of my clients, he's actually a client. Mm-hmm. One of my clients, his name is Sean Fisher. And Sean Fisher is an award-winning filmmaker. And Sean, everybody who's watching this, mm-hmm. needs to watch this film, mm-hmm. because you will go nuts. It will grip you in the first 10 minutes. And it's on, let me see here. It is on YouTube. Mm-hmm. He put on YouTube. I think it's like an hour and 50 minutes. And it is called, mm-hmm. let me see here. Yeah, we definitely need to talk about this. This is, I cannot wait for you to see it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, folks. So
it is called Metaphysia. M-E-T-A. P-H-Y-S-I-A, Metaphysia, and it's an award-winning documentary. It's an awakening, a spiritual awakening documentary, prophecy and our new world future, award-winning. I mean, it's incredible.
Metaphysia.
Very yeah, good. So, you know.
If you guys need the link, let me know, and I'll send it to you. Just send me a message, and I'll
get
it to
you. Yeah, is very close with this Native American Indian named Sonny Reyna. Mm-hmm. And Sonny's in the movie quite a bit, but it's incredible. And I know anybody that watches, you know, Iggy show would just really get into that. It would be, you know,
yeah,
really, really cool.
So how do you see us going forward?
I think that for a long time now, I think people are going to be, certain people are going to be living with paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, and it's so funny because, like, even in the grocery store, I'm not used to people looking at me and walking away or looking at me like I'm too close to them. You know, that's
don't
been a little
stand
offensive.
So close to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So, but I think that people are going to be more conscious, and I think that they're going to be a little more paranoid. Like me, I don't care. You know, it didn't take the coronavirus for me to raise my immunity or to use essential oils on my hands or my first line of defense, mm-hmm. my nostrils, yeah. or my mouth before I entered into a store or ate, you know, like, stop putting the rinds of lemons in your drinks, people. They're loaded with parasites, you know? And if I go to a restaurant, somebody brings me my drink with the whole lemon in my water, you know, I'm sending it back because they're loaded with parasites. It didn't take the virus to happen for me to be conscious and to make those decisions. Sure. So now that it's happened, I understand. It's my life. This is my story. But mm-hmm. if you want your story to be a good one, if you want your story to be a successful one, and you don't want to play victim, and you want to be proactive with your health, and you want to start making sense of things, there's tons of stuff to do mm-hmm. that's real super simple. Not everybody has to live this really, really strict life and drink green smoothies, you know, 12 mm-hmm. times a day. That's not what we're talking about here. The simplest changes, you know, mm-hmm. can be made. And, you know, you make a little here, a little there, it all adds up to a big picture, you know, without a question, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I don't live a perfect life. Guess what? On Thanksgiving, you can guarantee I'm going to have a slice of ham. Now, our bodies don't digest pork, okay? One piece of pork can lie in your colon for up to 30 years. But I'm going to have that ham.
I guess,
and the reason why I'm going to have
a lot
that ham,
of ham in me.
Yeah, is because I know that I do a lot of things that are going to get that ham out of me.
Yeah. So what I got from that was, next time you get a lemonade shake-up at the fair, make sure they don't put the rinds in there. Just the juice.
Yeah. Wonder if the parasites are in there lifting the ice cubes.
They're going, yeah, well, you know.
Hey.
Well, we could go on the ice bench because when the health department used to come to our restaurant, ice is very, very, is one of the most dirtiest things uh-huh. in a restaurant, ice bin, the ice bin.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
it don't matter if you're McDonald's. I don't care if they have the cleansing. The ice bin.
Yeah,
where
that's
they put
what they
it,
say,
and
yeah.
an ice machine that makes it, is the most dirtiest, the most nastiest thing.
Uh-huh.
Think about that. Just process that for a while.
Well, they say that, but I can't
there's a
totally
lot of
figure
there's
out
there's a
why.
Lot of bacteria, and there's a lot of mold grows in those
mold,
things.
Mold, that's what it is,
it's
the mold. Yeah, I mean, that's
you can actually
thing.
Contract E. coli from...
You know, there's so many people out there, Iggy, and I've seen
this.
This
is what happens.
Like, yeah.
This is what happens. People take the ice scooper, right?
Uh-huh.
And their hands are dirty. They put it in. Their hands hit the ice. And all that stuff just gets knocked around. Then the mold. And then if they don't do maintenance and they don't clean around the edge. And see, ice machines are solid. They're sealed and closed off.
Uh-huh.
But inside the crack where the Ben meets the machine.
Right.
There's condensation that builds up in there.
Right.
Okay. If you empty out an ice machine and drain it, you look at the bottom, you will be like, oh my God, Becky.
Yeah.
You will be totally disgusted. We had to flush them out and we drained them out. And it didn't matter how good you were. They just get dirty.
Black,
they,
huh?
they just get dirty.
Well, you know what? We don't need to be drinking ice in our beverages anyway because cold shocks the liver. Like yeah. when people put tons and tons of ice in their drinks, mm-hmm. they're shocking their liver. So you got to get used to drinking things. Like when I go to a restaurant, I order a hot tea, mm-hmm. just plain, you know, for my digestive with lemon on the side.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while somebody makes a mistake and they bring me lemon in my tea and then we have a problem.
Yeah, I grew up in the restaurant business and you know what? The health department was very good about teaching us. We had to take classes. We had to be educated.
Right.
And be certified to make sure that the food that we're serving you, you know, that we're doing the best job cooling it down, bringing it down, putting it in ice baths and stuff. So it's one of those things and not everybody does it very well, but they do it, you know. But yeah.
I kind of feel like Regis and Kelly right now.
I am kind of short, so I might fit that.
At the Thanksgiving parade, because it's cold out here. I'm just joking.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Hey, Reg.
That's what he was. I was like that. Oh, that creepy laugh.
I know. It was the best. It was the best.
That's funny.
Yeah. But, you know, I just can't stress enough to people that, you know, it's, and I know that there's not enough people out there, you know, maybe that, I'm in the minority. I realize that feels the way that I do about things, but that's okay. I've been the minority for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm becoming less of the minority the older I get. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing more people take responsibility with their health. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's just how it is. Mm-hmm. One day I won't be the minority. I'll be the majority. And I think that day is coming sooner than later. And I really have seen it since this virus. And I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay with that because I'm the person over here that doesn't suffer from illness. Mm-hmm. I've had 3 colds in 17 years.
That's awesome.
I don't let sickness rob me of my life. So I'm okay. You take your path. See where it gets you.
I've known her for a while. I've never seen her sick. If she's sick.
Name one time.
I don't know about it.
I'm over here all the time. Name one time.
Yeah, no, I can't. I
mean, I get tired because I work my ass off.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really.
I'm not sick. I've got clients that are on all different time zones. So, mm-hmm. like last night, my last coaching session, I finished at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was coaching all night before that, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's because of people being in different time zones.
So how do we find Laura Belk?
How do we find me? Well, I do. I'm a fast runner.
So people on our show want to find you. How would they track you?
How do you find me? Okay, so I have a website, which is real simple, myname.com, laurabelg.com, and it's spelled L-A-U-R-A, B as in boy, E-L-G as in George.com. And my cell phone is on my website.
Very good.
Because, you know, I can always be texted. And that's a great way to get a hold of me because I'm in meetings a lot of times or coaching people and mm-hmm. I don't answer my phone. So, you know, yeah.
But so LauraBelg.com.
Yeah, LauraBelg.com. Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out because it's a good resource to have. I always, when I can't help someone, I always send them to Laura. Laura's like the first person on my list.
Aww,
when it comes to, you know, naturopathic health and stuff. So you're like... You're my go-to person. I say, I know this person, and you're going to love her. You know, but that's what we do. That's what you should do. That's what you shouldn't take on tasks that you can't handle. Uh-huh. You should be able to defer somebody over to somebody who is more knowledgeable than you. And I'll be the first one to say, hey, you know what? She's super knowledgeable. She knows her shit. You know, and I've heard people, and I've seen testimonials, and I've talked to people who she's helped. You know, there was a conversation with your friend a couple of weeks ago when you were at my house here. And he called how you helped him. We were talking about the tonic water and the different things that you told him to take, the quinine.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
So there's, I mean, sometimes I get privy, I get to hear some of the conversations. Say, oh, Laura, that really worked. You know, that was awesome, you know. You know, and so that's pretty good.
Oh, no. You know what it was? That was my attorney. Mm-hmm. And he took a product that I gave him. And he thought, you know, he's been one of my best friends for 18 years. And he kept... You know, I kept trying to get him on this one product that I mm-hmm. carry. And I'm like, you've got to start taking this product. Everybody needs it. You got to take this product. So he bucked me on it for a long time. He thought mm-hmm. I was full of shit. you know, loves me to death. He's one of my best friends, but he just thought I was full shit because he doesn't, like, my world is so far removed from his world. He, you know, power attorney and big businessman.
And I thought this was a really good, you know, conversation.
Right. So what happened is he went for his annual physical, didn't tell me that he took the supplement I sent him. Didn't tell me. And then what happened is calls me that night. I was here like a month later and he said, you have got to, he said, well, this is the deal. I went to my doctor today, same doctor I've been going to for 20 years, you know, his family doctor, and he had to go in for an annual physical. So goes in for the annual physical and he hasn't done anything different except for take this supplement I told him to take. And he said, no kidding. In 1 month, my cholesterol went down 144 points. He goes, no shit, this works. And I said, I've been trying to tell you that for how many years, you know, but it's just, things resonate with different people at different times, you know, and it just, you know, he's another one that just, you know, doesn't understand things, but now he's getting it.
Yeah. I was kind of like that too for a while, but
5 minutes, right?
For 5 minutes. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. But no, we're winding down here really quick.
Okay.
So is there anything that you want to leave with the listener? Something that you want to share? Something that you haven't been able to address? Something you just want to say, hey,
well,
hey, people?
There's just always so much on my mind that I'd like to tell people, you know? And it's like the whole time we've been sitting here talking, it's like my brain has just gone in so many different directions, you know? And I just don't want people to, you know, live in fear. And it's that lack of knowledge is power. It's that lack of knowledge that puts you in a fear-based position. I'm not good at everything. Things that I don't know about, I feel, you know, in fear of sometimes, you know, if I don't understand how something works, you know? And so, you know, I'm really good at explaining to people and breaking things down and explaining to them how their physiology works, you know, what affects it, what's going on, helping people to kind of overcome their fears so they can get on a good trajectory in their life. And it doesn't matter. People get on my program that are 70, 80, even 90 years old all the time. And, you know, the thing of it is it's not just about, you know, detox, detox, detox. We've got to repair and rebuild all the damage that's been accrued in your system for all the years that you've had, whatever it is that you've got going on. And that's why a lot of, I think, programs kind of fail sometimes.
That's an excellent point.
You know what I mean? Because we live in a world where everybody's talking about the detox. Let's detox. What are you going to do about all that damage? So that's why I have people that are, you know, may go on like a raw food diet, you know, and I've been involved with raw foods for years. And it's like, sometimes I am explaining this until I'm blue in the face, but you know, you can, it has to be a really, really good balance of things that's going to change your health.
Absolutely.
So there's never one magic pill. There's never one magic supplement. There's never one magic therapy. It's not how it works. You've got to start obtaining a balance in your life, you know, and you've got to be able to overcome whatever it is that you need to, you know, but you've got to repair and rebuild the damage. Like, I mean, I'm the ambassador for the Hippocrates Institute, and Hippocrates is the number one health institute in the world. And, you know, I've dealt with raw food, is the raw food community for years. I'm mostly raw food. I eat tons of raw foods. But a point that I feel like I really hard time getting across is that just because you change your diet doesn't mean that you're getting rid of every health problem in your body.
This is true.
And so what happens is they switch to raw foods. They start feeling fabulous. But then like it's somewhere between like a year and a half, 2 years, they're back in somebody's office and they're saying, hey, why do I still feel bad? I changed my diet a long time ago. You know, now here I am a year, 2 years later, and I'm not feeling so good. And I know that there's still something wrong with me. And this is why, because the foods aren't enough, number one. Not with what's going on in our physiology this day and age, number one. And number two, you have got to address the damage that was accrued in your system the whole time that toxicity was there. And then figure out where that toxicity came from. Is it yeast? Is it bacteria? Is it heavy metals? I mean, what is it mold? It's an unbelievable amount of people out there that are living in homes with mold. You know, mold causes cancer, people. You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
So we figure out where the toxins have come from and troubleshoot it and just do it through a process elimination. You can get your whole home checked for mold for free.
Yeah.
Doesn't even cost anything. But I'll tell you what, it'd save your life to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, they're just, I just could go on and on and on. I really could. We need to do this again.
Awesome.
We really do. I love you so much, Iggy.
I love you too.
I want everybody to know some of the happiest moments I've ever spent in my life and had in my life have been with this man under this roof and with his beautiful family. And I mean that with every fiber in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really love this family.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is my friend Laura Belg, so I'm glad that you guys got to meet her on Iggy Garcia Live on the WithInsightsRadio.com network. And so, folks, I don't know what you're going to take home with this tonight. I don't know what's going to roll around in your head and how you're going to feel and what you're going to do. But I just want you to know that there's hope and there's always something there that you can learn. You know, never stop learning. Never stop quitting. Don't give up. And even when you're not feeling well, you know, just keep plugging away. Because, you know, when you get to that place where you've had enough, you will do anything and everything to be and feel better. And there are people like myself, like Laura, and people who have been on the show who are here to share their knowledge with you. Take advantage of it. This is an opportunity to do some amazing things. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to say it's good to be here.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Yeah.
Irisikwi, namaste, ho'oponopono, matakuyasin, oho, irisikwi, and all the things that you're aligned with. Okay, so go home, relax, enjoy the rest of your evening, and I will see everybody on Friday, and we will be back. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Peace and love, guys. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.